Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today we're going to talk about when families refuse to learn to communicate. And communication is how we talk to each other, but communication involves not just the words we say, but also our body language. And the first question we're going to answer is, why is good communication skills important? Well, think about it. Usually you learn your first communication skills based on the family environment you grow up in. If the family is negative, then you tend to think negatively, and all you do is look at people and look at their faults and try to find ways to create an environment where you're talking about the negative things about them instead of just looking at people as people and enjoying them for who they are. Because we all have different behavior patterns in how we communicate, which are natural to us. But it's always important to understand that the family unit works together because each person responds in a certain expected way. And if you're always told that you're worth less than who you believe you are, then it undermines your self-esteem, and it also creates your feeling of insecurity. And when you're insecure in who you are, then you keep looking for the negatives in other people as a way of helping you to build up your own self-esteem or to believe that you're better than the next person. That's why it's important to understand that what is happening is that your parents have helped create a fear in you on who you are and your place in the world, and to compensate for it, then you tend to be negative. If you grow up in an environment where there's a lot of positive support, then what happens is, as you get older, you have more self-confidence in yourself, and you're able to communicate in a good way, and you're able to look at everyone and not look for the negatives in them, but look for the positive. And that's why what happens is that having good communication skills is a very important aspect of how we get along in the world with people, and how we get along with our coworkers in the workplace. And having good communication skills helps us to be able to get along with different people. Now, why families react to each other in a way that is expected? What it is that the family unit works because each person responds in a certain way. If you have a couple who are very much cold and don't like to show affection to each other or to their children, then that's also a nonverbal communication skill that they're giving you. And it also leads to insecurities in you. The problem is that it's just an issue that the parents have. For instance, my parents, there was no real love or real respect between them. Their relationship was that my father was a lawyer and he needed a hostess because he liked to give dinner parties for other lawyers and judges. So what happened was, because my mother came from an environment where there was a lot of negativity, that her mother always talked against each of the other children to each other, then my mother did not have a lot of self-confidence, and she looked, because in her family, my grandfather came from a family where they were business people, but they were living in the South in Savannah, Georgia, and he could not take the heat. So he had gone back to Europe after settling in the United States. And then what happened was a matchmaker made this match, and then he came back to the States and he settled in New York. And my grandmother, being the way she was jealous of his family and would always make negative remarks about them. Plus, she was also someone who had a very difficult time holding a conversation with someone and looking at them in the face, and the only way she could talk to them was to have her back to them. So what happened was those were the skills that she passed on to her children in creating the jealousy and the negativity in how they looked at their relatives and how they looked at everyone else in their life. And that's the things that they communicated. And because my grandfather came from a family where there was money, my grandmother was very jealous of how they lived. But she was also a person who would argue and curse with them instead of learning to get along with them, because that was how she had learned to to communicate in her own skills about herself. Because anyone who has a low self-esteem always looks for the negative in everyone else. So what you need to do is learn to look at yourself, look at your environment, and say, is that the skills that I want to take with me into the workplace? What happened to me was that I grew up in that environment, and I tended to talk that way. And I remember in college, someone was telling me that when I was talking to them, I tended to look over their shoulder. I never looked them in the eye. And for the first time, I began to realize some of what I was doing in my lack of communication. And because I studied psychology and mental health, then what I had to do was to learn how to change my own behavior. And in changing my own behavior, what was happening was because I no longer responded in the expected way that my family expected me to respond, then there was a breakdown in communication, and I had to understand that I was never going to change them, but by just being me and being true to who I want to be, then I was going to be a better person for it. And if I had to, I had to get rid of or distance myself from my family because they are detrimental to my psychological health. And this is something that you have to look at, the kind of environment that you're growing up with. And do you want to stay in that environment, or do you want to change who you are for the better? And that means that you're going to have to distance yourself from those people in your life because you want to be a more self-confident person. Now, how learning good communication skills at home flows into the workplace. If you think about it, if you have good communication skills, then you can work with a group of people in a team and you can accomplish something. If you're going to be a negative person, then what's going to happen is that you're going to bring all those behaviors into that group and you're going to respond to them in such a way that you are going to project your own feelings onto them, and you're going to also imagine that that they feel about you how you feel about yourself. And then you become very defensive in that position, and you create conflict and hostility where there should never be conflict and hostility. That's why how you respond in the family and how you treat each other in the family flows into who you are as an adult. If you have very poor skills, then you either need to learn to take classes on good communication skills so you can change your behavior, or you also need to go into counseling, because counseling helps you understand where you're coming from, why you respond the way you do, and how you can change your behavior, because it's up to you to change it. What happens is many a times you'll see people turning to drugs and alcohol. What that means is they're using that as a compensation to overcome the negative feelings that they have about themselves. You see it today on the news with entertainers. They get caught up into it. They get pulled over by the police. So they go and put themselves into rehab centers to dry out, but unless they get the intensive counseling to find out what are the real issues and why are they doing this to themselves, then they're going to go right back to the alcohol and drugs, if not immediately, eventually, because what's happened is they have not really dealt with the issues and the feelings they had about themselves. So what they're doing is they're compensating. Now, how can you change and improve your communication skills? Well, I use the DISC, it's the personal profile system that's put out by Inkscape Publishing. And in the DISC, we talk about four pure behavior patterns. And that is the dominant behavior pattern, the interpersonal behavior pattern, the steadiness behavior pattern, and the conscientiousness behavior pattern. Now, the dominant and interpersonal communication patterns are people who are very outgoing. The dominant personality is someone who feels like they can control everything around them. The interpersonal behavior pattern is someone who can walk up to a stranger and hold a conversation with them like they've known them for years. The steadiness personality or communication skill is someone who is very detail-oriented. They can be the researcher. And the conscientiousness behavior pattern is someone who's very intuitive about themselves. They're very reserved, but they have to dress a certain way. They're more or less followers. They're not the leaders in a group. So it's important to understand why we respond in certain ways and what those behavior patterns are. And let me go back and discuss some things that you might need to understand about why we respond in certain ways. Now, we all have within us the dominant, the interpersonal, the steadiness, and the conscientious behavior patterns, but when you take assessment tools, those skills that are the most dominant in you, the ones that are most prominent, the ones that you find most comfortable to respond to in a given situation, are usually the ones that are above the midpoint. And those skills that are not comfortable to you, that you don't always respond in, are below the midpoint. And having people in different behavior patterns and being able to handle different situations, then that allows us to work as a team to take a project to its end result, to make sure that the mission that we are going after will be accomplished. That is why having good communication skills are very important. We often learn them at home. They're reinforced in the classroom. And then also we go into the workplace with these communication skills. Now, if you have poor communication skills, you can always take training programs that will help you improve your communication skills. So here are some things to consider when you're talking about communication. We need to look at where they come from, why you respond in that given situation, and how, if you need to, you can change it, and how you can respond and communicate in a way that everyone understands where you're coming from, and that you can integrate not only your behavioral style, but your body language into how you communicate. Actors will have good communication skills and understand this because not only if they're given a script to read, they have to be able to project certain feelings and emotions into that role. So think about it. You're unconsciously doing certain things that are always learned. So it's important to understand why you react in certain ways and how you can improve it so that you can be successful. Because in today's marketplace, being able to have good communication skills will help you move up the ladder within the company so that you're not transient within a company, but that you're more stable. Because in today's marketplace, No job is a given. Most people end up staying within a job 5 years. And after 5 years, if you go and you look to move into a different job, then they're going to look at how you got along with your coworkers in the previous job. So you have to be able to talk to people and give them a good impression about yourself. Now, why is it important for families to develop good communication skills? Simple reason. When you learn good communication skills in the home, then you have a good reference point to work from when you go into the classroom and you begin to develop your social skills. If you have poor communication skills, then what's happening is you're going to be have a feeling of inferiority, and then you become the bully or the clown that you're looking for something or some kind of attention, something that you don't get at home. So if you come from a family where there's a lot of coldness and you're not feeling loved and respected, then what you're doing is you're going to take those skills and you're going to do the same thing in the classroom. And you can either create enemies around you or you can create a circle of friends for yourself. So you have to decide, what are you going to do to develop good communication skills? And if you don't get it at home, look for other ways to obtain and get those good skills. Now, how families can help hold you back from reaching your full potential. If you understand your communication style and you're very good at it and you perpetuate it, then you can be very successful. But you also find that in a family where there's a lot of negativity, you're finding a family that is going to hold you back because they don't want to see you be more successful than they are. For instance, in my family, there was a lot. It was a very dysfunctional family, a very negative family. And my sister Joan is a school teacher in special education. Now, I have cerebral palsy, and my older sister is deaf. She cannot get along with us because, as a child, she was always being told, "You got to take care of them because they can't take care of themselves." Instead of being told, they have certain limitations and they can do for themselves, but we just may need to help them along the way. But if we believe in them and encourage them to go out and achieve goals, then they will. And that also brings you back financial security as well as good and self-esteem and self-confidence. But if you're always being told you're handicapped, you can't live on your own, you can't think for yourself, then what happens is you tend to buy into those things. And another thing that we need to consider is that in communication skills, the child always says, "I want." The adult says, "I am able to." And the parent says, "You should." And those tapes that you heard as a child in your head over and over and over again are the things that are constantly being heard in your mind that you were told as a child. So if you're insecure, a lot of those feelings come from the things you were being told as a child. So what you need to do is look for ways to overcome that and change those behaviors. What I would like to do is tell you that as a life coach, I help people to understand where they're coming from, the communication skills they have, and how they can change it. And if you would like to get some coaching on how to become more positive and build self-esteem in yourself if you're feeling negative, then you can always send me an email at SuccessCoach. That's SuccoaCh. At yahoo.com, and then you can request to be coached, and you can also take the assessment tools that are provided by Inscape on the computer through Epic and generate a report that I can use with you to help you understand where you're coming from and why you respond in certain ways and how you can change it so that you can improve your skills. It's something that we all should take if we haven't had the opportunity, but it's also a way to help you to begin to believe in yourself and develop good, positive image about yourself. And what can you do if your family will not acknowledge the issues going on in the family and change? Then sometimes what that means is that you probably just have to distance yourself from them and get away from them. I have found that in my family, I cannot count on them. They're not there for me. And in a way, they don't really love me. And yet my sister will tell me, now how can you say that? Didn't we do this for you? Or didn't we do, you know, the things they did for me wasn't what I needed done. They were doing what they wanted to do because it made them feel good about themselves. And then what they were able to do is say, oh, look, didn't we buy you a pair of shoes or didn't we buy you a dress or whatever? That was, maybe that was something I needed, but it wasn't that what I needed at that time. So if you really loved me, if you really cared about me, you would look to do something that I need help in, not just try and use it as a carrot that's to say, I did this for you, I did that for you. So that what you're doing is you're holding it over someone's head as a way of controlling them so that you can get them to do what you want you to do. For instance, my mother is an habitual liar. If she wants you to do something, she'll tell you that she'll do it for you, but first you got to do what she wants, and then she'll never follow through with what she promised that she would do. What she's doing is she's using that is a control mechanism because she does not want to let go. And some parents tend to do that because they don't want to let their children go and be independent. And why good communication skills are important and how they can help you sell yourself? Well, in today's generation, the ones that were born after 2000, they're known as the millennium generation or the tech generation. And what that means is you've got a group of people that have grown up under technology. When the parents didn't have time for them and they wanted to give them more than they had, then they would buy these computer games and they would give it to the child to play. So what happened was the child learned to be very fast and very technical, but they don't always have the communication skills to communicate with each other. They also multitask. What that means is they're doing 10 things at one time. For instance, I remember talking to someone, and she'll be driving the car and text messaging at the same time. Now, that's dangerous because if you're multitasking and you're not concentrating on driving, then you're not aware of what's going on around you. And how many times have you heard about accidents that are happening? I don't know how many times I can tell you. I could be crossing the street in a crosswalk and the car would be turning on me and the person was on the cell phone while they're driving. So they're only driving with one hand. And they're not really paying attention to who is out there and what's going on out there. So it's just some things that we need to be more concerned with and understanding why we're doing those things. Also, what you're finding is this is also a generation where every time they left the house, they called the parents because they had the cell phone, and they would report to them that they were going out, or they would report to them that they're coming back, or when the child went and applied for the job, then the parent would be calling the company and they would be giving a reference for that child instead of letting the child get it on their own merit. In certain respects, that's good, but in the long run, that's bad because the child is still being a child. They're not growing up. They're not learning to become independent and think for themselves, which is a natural process. So what's happening, that's why you're seeing more and more millennium generation living at home longer instead of going out and becoming more independent and depending on their parents to take care of them. So there's a lot of good things about it, but there's also a lot of bad things about it. And what I want, the final thing I want to talk about is that when your parents use negativity or you find teachers using negativity, what that is doing is that for them it's a way or a means of controlling you and also holding you back from being more creative. It's a, what it's doing is creating fear for you so that that fear also overflows into who you are as an adult. It may stymie you. What happens is that as an adult, as we develop relationships with the opposite sex, if we come from a family where there's a lot of negativity, then we don't always know how to respond in a given situation. If we come from a family where there's a lot of coldness, then we won't automatically hug each other, or we won't automatically respond in a way that's very supportive. So those are always skills that we need to learn how to do and take control of our lives. And we also need to learn to develop good relationships. The problem is when you come from a family where there's a lot of negativity, then you don't always know how to develop those good relationships. So you might need to get into intensive counseling, and you might need to learn how to go back and look at yourself, look at how you see yourself, or do you feel inferior about yourself? Do you lack self-confidence? And think of ways that you can help to create a more self-confident individual, because the more self-confidence you have, then what happens is you're better able to take control of yourself. I find that for me, it's easy to get up in front of a group and speak. In school, I had a lot of trouble with certain things because cerebral palsy affects how the brain takes in the information and then how it gives it out. So I didn't do very well on tests. But I found that when I had to go out and read a book and write a book report and then get up at the front of the room and give a book report, that's when some of my self-confidence came out, that I found that I was able to feel self-confident about myself and who I am. And that's what makes it easy for me to do what I do right now. But another way for you to learn to build self-confidence is to go out and take a program like Toastmasters, where you're standing up in front of a group and giving 10 speeches towards your competent Toastmaster certification. And what it does is it teaches you how to use body language in expressing yourself. It teaches you how to use descriptive words to create a picture that you want to have people see. And it also helps you to build self-confidence in yourself in being able to stand up in front of a group or even just in a group to be able to communicate. And for someone who is naturally very shy and very reserved, who in essence is steadiness and conscientiousness, behavior patterns are much more are above the midpoint, then it helps you to learn a lot more interpersonal skills, which will help you become more self-confident in who you are. And these are things that you can do to learn good communication skills outside of the family unit. And taking counseling and intensive counseling also helps you understand where you're coming from, why you respond in certain situations in the way you can, and how you can change that behavior in a safe environment, because by changing it in a safe environment, then it helps you to learn to take better control of yourself.